You were really chatty because we have a special guest for this hour. We have Drew Bixby, author of Denver's Best Dive Bars, Drinking and Diving in the Mile High City. A very cool book. We were thumbing through it, looking at all our favorite drinking holes from Denver. Welcome, Drew.
Thank you for having me.
We also have on the phone, we have the photographer who helped you out on this book.
Mark Hughes,
he's on the line. You there, Mark?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, yay,
everything works.
Technology.
Amazing. Hates me. That's why Charles is doing that part.
Oh, yeah. I only had to push two buttons, so it works. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Man, where do we begin?
What inspired you to
write a book about Denver dive bars? why not martini bars or cigar bars?
Or maybe oxygen bars?
It actually wasn't my idea. I've been writing the Drunk of the Week column for Westward for 2+ years now. And the publisher who did these books has done them in New York and Chicago and Seattle and San Francisco. And they wanted to do it in Denver. And so they contacted me and said, we do these books. Do you want to write it?
Oh, so it's part of a series.
It's part of a series, From here, they're going on to Houston and, I don't know, other places. But so they put it to me and said, do you want to do this? And I said, of course. And though in the process of writing the Drunk of the Week column, I had written about all kinds of places, dive bars have always been my favorite joints anyway. So it was perfect.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was reading some of the Drunk of the Week stuff on westward.com last night, actually.
Oh, yeah, preparing for this interview. Are you prepared?
I think I am.
I was born ready for this interview.
I know. They told me I was interviewing you, and I was like, I'm prepared. I'm very well suited for this. Charles and I both. And then I found out that you actually have the release on Thursday at Club 404.
That's correct.
Where I spent my Halloween.
That's correct. Well, okay. So you said you're prepared for this, and
maybe
you live here in Boulder. So
I
that
do.
Means that you frequent what passes for dive bars in this town.
That's a stretch.
Well, yeah.
Dive bar, quote unquote.
It is a stretch.
The jukebox is a little I guess.
Okay, well, talk to me about the older bars that I included in here.
The scum downer, as they like to call it, which gets nice and smelly on Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
It's not a real stench like you get at bar bar. It's just like a...
Yeah, it's by no means a bar bar. I mean, you still could catch something from the bathroom.
Well, I mean, I contend in the book that the Outback Saloon is Boulder's only true dive. Would you guys agree with that?
I haven't been there.
The Outback Saloon.
You guys haven't been to the Outback Saloon?
Well,
then you haven't dived in Boulder.
I haven't.
Wow.
I haven't.
They're young and
driven.
That's right. We're young.
Fair enough.
I got a lot of life left in
Well, and one of my personal favorites, which was a secret stumble that a friend in Boulder who came with me, was the Broker Bar.
The Broker Hotel?
It's not even called the Broker Hotel anymore. Apparently, it's bought out by a chain.
Really?
We were at the Dark Horse, and
it's right across the street.
And a friend was like, oh, you got to see the bar inside that hotel. And we went in, and it's
goofy and full of like polyester and just velvet.
It's one of the most bizarre rooms I've ever been in terms of a bar. Yeah,
red velvet curtains.
Oh, yeah.
Majestic chandeliers.
Mark, what are some of your favorite bars that you had to visit during the course of this book?
Some of my favorites are actually some of the ones that I grew up near. I grew up in Glendale.
Oh, me too.
So, going to, Dr. Proctor's and the Dirty Duck and, the Monaco.
You grew up in Glendale. Do you remember the Shillelagh Lounge?
Yes. Yes, I do.
That place was awesome.
But I was also disappointed because when I went looking for new bars, a bunch of them have been closed down for years, apparently.
The Shillelagh Lounge closed down 6-7 years ago.
Well, and I think that's the interesting thing about the bars that are in this book is who knows how many of them will still be open in 6 months, let alone a year, 2 years. And if I'd written this book two, three years ago, the list would be drastically different.
Oh, totally. I think, 10% of the bars either remodeled or closed down in the writing of this book?
The process when I finished writing it in about May and now, things changed drastically even in the bars that are already in this book.
Wow. How long did it take you to, put everything together and go visit them?
Not nearly as long as I would have liked. Now, they approached me in late September of 2008. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, what year are we in now? And I had to turn the whole thing in the middle of May, so I had less than 9 months to do it. Now, I'd probably already written about 20 of the bars in the Drunk of the Week column, so that mm-hmm. left about 80 bars to visit in 9 months, and it was
wow.
it was a trip.
That's
I mean,
commitment.
I did a lot of it in full weekend benders, where I would meticulously map out the city and do 6, 7, 8 bars in one very, very blacked out night.
Oh my God.
Do you have one that is like your mainstay where they know your name, if you want to say
of these dives?
Yeah, or do you just kind of jump around because that's your job?
You know, on it, I've always been really attracted to the Squire on Colfax.
Yeah.
I used to live about a block away, and so that place is really close to my heart. But otherwise, you know, I've talked about this all the time in context of writing the column, is that most people, they find themselves in a neighborhood bar. They become a bar fly there. Everyone knows their name. They get hooked up. And I've just never really been afforded that luxury because of the column, because I'm drinking in a different bar every week for my job. And so rather than having, you know, sort of a home bar where I spend all of my time, I've sort of been to almost every bar instead. Mark, what do you think? Where is your mainstay?
Like, for dive bars these days, I don't know. Like, I'd probably say, like, the PS is probably one of the ones higher on the list. Only because we've been going there since I was probably about 21. And so we've become pretty good friends with Pete. So, I mean, he doesn't know my name, but he recognizes me when I walk through the door.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those spots that even if I'm out of there for, like, you know, almost like a couple of months, he's still like, hey, I know who you are, and come in and have drinks. So
that's the great thing about Pete and about the PS Lounge and about joints like this, is that, you know, like, Pete's always around the PS Lounge, and even if he can't pull up your name, he remembers every face that comes in, and it's just, it's free shots, and it's, especially at the PS Lounge, it's the Alabama Slammers and the Rose for the ladies, and I mean, yeah, that place is pretty quality.
I love places like that. Instead of, as opposed to your standard sports bar where... restaurants, I don't know.
I wanted to mention on the topic of, you know, sort of these dive bars that are closing down and that they're disappearing, and how if I'd written this book a year or two ago, how different it would be. I wrote in the front matter of the book, I know the publisher imagines this book to be a guide for your own exploits and adventures, but I'm starting to wonder if it won't end up serving a more historical purpose. So be it. Enjoy these gems while you still can. Remember them for what they were when they're gone. Cheap, no-nonsense places to celebrate and escape life, one stiff pour or ice-cold beer at a time. And I feel like that maybe end up being the value of the book in the long run, is like, this is a snapshot of the dive bars in Denver and Boulder in 2009, and you know, it, even in a year, it may not be a practical guide, because who knows if these places will have closed.
That's sad but true.
Do you have like a button you can press for sad music? Like,
dang it.
No. There, we can do it ourselves. It's fine.
That was sounded really good.
Could we record that and then you'll have that button?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I'm not going to lie. All right, gentlemen, drink of choice.
Yes.
What do you order when you go in the field?
Mark, do you want to take this first?
Well, I mean, you go with the standards. You go with either whatever the cheapest, coldest beer on tap is, or you go with a shot of a standard liquor like whiskey or bourbon. Just because those are dive bar staples. But
yeah.
I mean, occasionally I like to ask the bartender if there's a house special. Like, if there's, like, something that the bar is famous for. Like, you know, Pete says his Alabama Slammer shots. And, like, I think one time when I was in Mr. A's, one of the bartenders concocted this thing called the Godfather, which I have no idea what was in it, but it was, like 80% alcohol, 2% ice, and like 10% splash of water, and it was like intense. But like, I think that's the fun thing about going to these places, is finding out like what they do best and what they enjoy most.
Yeah, I mean, Bar has what do they even call it? The eye opener.
Yeah, the eye opener.
Yeah.
It's
eye
a shot of whiskey and PBR for like $2.
There's a place in here called the Why Not Lounge, which is on North Washington, and they do a bottle of PBR and a shot of Mad Dog 50/50 for $2.
Oh.
Nice. But my staples are always beer, and I feel like I do love liquor in many of its forms, but I'm biased towards tequila, and I'm biased towards like good tequila, like an actual 100% agave tequila.
Yeah.
And you just don't waltz into a dive bar and expect anything but really terrible Cuervo. So I stayed away from tequila in most of these joints.
Excellent. Mark Hughes, Drew Bixby, author and photographer for Denver's Best Dive Bars, new book published by Gamble Guide Publishing. Drinking and Diving in the Mile High City is the subtitle. We're going to start a new set of music. You guys going to stick around?
Yeah,
for,
sure.
For 15 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Approximately. We'll see you on the other side.
That sounds good.
Start another set of music with Orchestra Polyrhythmo de Cotonou. I love saying it, but it's tricky. This is a release from Nigeria from compilation from 1969 through 1979. Some Afrobeat.
You guys are just obscure on purpose.
No.
No.
Sure.
Maybe.
Let's cue up track.
Maybe
four.
A little.
Title is Nude Gagrinche Deme on Radio 1190. Rat-a-tat here on Radio 1190. Lex was the name of that track from the album, I believe.
Classics, yes.
That's picked up by our guest for the hour, Drew Bixby, author of...
Forgetting his name?
I'm not offended that you had to look at the book for my name. I don't remember your name either.
That's okay, Charles, and I'm Alyssa.
I remembered your name. I was just looking at it just because. It's so awesome.
Awesome pictures, too. Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Good work.
I did it right.
Okay, let me tell a story, though, about the pictures, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Go for it.
So when I was assigned to this book, the publisher also said to me, oh, you know, you have to supply photos. And I was like, oh, okay, so what's the budget for that? And the budget is zero. And so I basically approached Mark, and I said, Mark, look, you're a really talented photographer and graphic designer. I really want your skills in this book. I want you to do these photos, but I can offer you nothing. And as sort of as a consolation for him doing all this photo and a bunch of the graphic direction as well, by the way, in the book, I offered him free drinks for life. So it behooves Mark to call me on a regular basis to go out and have drinks, because anytime we're together, I pick up the tab. It's the best I could do.
That is awesome. It's a beautiful book, Mark. You did a really good job visually.
Thanks.
It's very captivating visually. That's why I was staring at it. It's not like, I wasn't like searching for your name. I'm like, oh crap, what's his name? I'm just like, woo, Satire Lounge. It's shiny and it's all alight.
The Satire Lounge is super shiny now, by the way. If you haven't been in, this is a major dilemma for us, you know, in the spring. They took over. They shut down for like a month and everything is stainless steel and brand new black pleather and a new bar and new bathrooms. It doesn't even feel like a dive in there anymore.
Oh.
And I went in to sort of check it out and sort of assess what am I going to do? Can I leave this photo on the cover? You know, what happens here when dives remodel and are no longer dives? And luckily, I mean, the food was still cheap. The drinks were still cheap. There was still a schizophrenic talking to himself at the end of the bar. They still have the latest Last Call in Denver. They run on real time and it'll serve you a drink at 1:59. I say this in the book. It's just like, you know, Satire, you can put on as much makeup as you want to. You're going to be a dive again in no time.
Yeah, all that pleather will be destroyed.
Give it a month. It'll just be gone.
I'll help.
Yeah, we'll help with our... We'll wear wallet chains on our jeans, and we'll be, like, rubbing against all the pleather and getting drunk.
Sandpaper.
And sanding.
That sounds like a wonderfully subversive way to get it back to its original condition. Sandpaper pants. Where do we find those?
I'll make them.
Nice.
So where can one purchase this book?
Oh, thanks for that segue. That was wonderful. Purchasing the book, Tattered Cover. I mean, at any of the Tattered Covers
both
in Denver.
Tattered Covers?
Yeah, all the Tattered Covers. The Tattered Cover will always have it. In terms of other stores, Borders and Barnes & Noble. We're in the process of trying to drop it into a bunch of the bars. So already, you know, Herbs and Bar Bar and The Squire have agreed to sell it. It's going to be at Mutiny Now on Broadway. It's
going to
be
It's
going to be at The Shop and hopefully Neapolitan on Colfax. It's going to be at the Track Shack downtown, which is a bicycle shop.
Wow.
So
talks with the Denver Art Museum here in about a half an hour to see if they'll take it at their shop.
Yay, Denver Art Museum, if you're listening. So you know, we want to get it in as many places as possible. And then, of course, Amazon, you know, if you want to support the corporate side of cheap discounts and free shipping.
What's
the cost? Well, the retail on the book is $12.95.
That's nothing.
But, you know, pretty much everywhere puts it below that.
Oh, it's an investment
excellent.
In your future.
It's 168 pages.
I mean, I'm going to try and hit up a bunch of places within the next 6 months, because I guess that sounds like the time frame.
Mark and I were trying to develop some sort of passport for this. We wish we had thought of this in advance, that the book would have come with a passport with every single bar name on it. And as you went to every bar, you could get a stamp from these bars or an initial from the bartender, and then we'd give away prizes or something for the most bars that you had visited. But you know, we didn't get that together.
I'll make my own.
Maybe we will.
I think we're still trying to do it for the book release, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're still trying to put something together.
Oh, okay. I like your enthusiasm.
You guys have stuff planned for the entire weekend, the next few days. What do you have?
We do. Tomorrow night, we're dropping into the open mic comedy at the Squire and going to do some book giveaways.
Does Adam Clayton Holland do stand up there?
I don't let him hear you say that. It's Adam Caton Holland.
Caton. I'm sorry.
Yes, Adam Caton Holland does still do comedy at the Squire.
That guy's funny, man.
That man is very funny. He's very funny. Thursday, we're doing the quote-unquote official launch party. Westward's throwing that one for us at Club 404 at 8 o'clock. That will hopefully include free stuff as well as photo booth. And 1190 DJs are going to be there playing the music and book readings and giveaways and stuff. So that's going to be tons of shenanigans. Mark, do you want to talk about Sweet Action?
Oh, yeah. I know Chi and Sam pretty well, and so we got them to make us an old-fashioned ice cream, and by old-fashioned I mean the beverage.
Whiskey.
It's got whiskey and oranges and cherries and bitters, and so like it should be really good, and we're having an ice cream social from 5:30 to 7:30,
yep,
where you can come down, hang out with us, chat with us, buy some books, you know.
Eat some ice cream.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, we're going to close out the weekend doing a downtown dive bar crawl. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to start at Ultra Boltzbeck, and then we're going to move to Herb's, and then we're going to move to Star Bar, and then to Old Curtis Street Bar, and then end up at Bar in 30-minute chunks. So anybody who wants to jump on that bandwagon, we haven't really figured out how we're going to, you know, identify ourselves. Maybe some sort of dive bar umbrella that we'll hold up in the air while we're walking.
I've got a Jaeger umbrella we can use.
All right, Mark's got a Jaeger umbrella. So that's officially it. You need to look for the Jaeger umbrella if you want to find us, and we're hooking up drink specials at these various bars.
There will probably be lots of yelling, too.
Lots of yelling.
Or crying.
No.
I'll be sitting on the corner crying.
So that's a drop-in type of thing. Come find us on Saturday night at any one of those bars between 8 and bar close.
And if you get a chance, we're going to work on Twittering during those times so you can catch up with us.
Twittering on your iPhones?
Social media.
On his iPhone.
Apparently, I'm suddenly in charge of Twittering my increased state of drunkenness on Saturday.
Good luck with that.
I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll make the sacrifice.
If I gotta carry the umbrella, you gotta do something.
I will. I'll Twitter. I'm gonna Twitter the S out of it for sure.
And if people want to like check out all these events, you have a website, right?
I have a website.
Denver's, you guys, DenversBestDiveBars.com.
DenversBestDiveBars.com. Yeah. And on the website, I've got videos and a lot of Mark's photos and event updates and new content that didn't make it into the book and stuff that gets updated as time goes on. I want it to be a really cool resource in addition to the book.
Let's talk about jukeboxes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying
what are the best jukeboxes
early,
in Denver?
Me too.
Mark, level in here.
Oh, man, like, they're few and far between, but there's some great ones. I mean, there's always the one at Skylark, which actually still has 45s,
which is
rare.
Well, and the great thing about the Skylark ones is there's a little post-it note in the glass that says, if you want something added to the jukebox, just tell the bartender. And I think that is so awesome.
That is awesome.
I mean, like, because most of them are all upgrading to the really crappy, like, internet-based ones.
Oh, yeah,
those
suck.
45 minutes just to, like, log onto the internet, so...
You pay $5.
Exactly.
Well, and so, like Knob Hill Inn on Colfax...
PS.
And the PS have 25 songs for $5. I mean,
that's awesome.
That's 5 songs for a buck. That's incredible.
That's not bad.
Compact disc, laser beam 5,000. I mean, these things are old and barely functioning.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Cool. I like the jukebox at 404.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
It is a good one. The Lancer Lounge. The Lancer Lounge has an amazing jukebox as well.
Bar has a good jukebox.
Yes.
For Bar.
When it works.
It works.
I think they have Hank Williams on there.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's awesome. Very appropriate.
Well, one of the bars in the 10 best in the front of the book is the Hilltop Tavern, and it's in Northwest Denver, and its jukebox regularly breaks and the pages won't flip. So, I mean, the only way to handle that situation is to just pump your money in and choose numbers randomly.
And see what shows up.
And just go with the flow at whatever shows up. I mean, it can't be any worse than letting someone else have control.
It's like iPod Shuffle, but better.
Exactly.
Speaking of jukeboxes, let's play some more music.
I know.
And,
we should.
But first, let's thank Drew Bixby.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Mark Hughes.
Totally. Thanks, guys.
That's great.
Our pleasure.
I'm definitely going to try my best to get down to some of these events.
I appreciate it.
Sounds like so much fun.
DenversBestDiveBars.com.
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 The name of the book?
One more time.
DenversBestDiveBars.com.
The name of the book, Denver's Best Dive Bars. Subtitle, Drinking and Diving in the Mile High City. Sponsored by Westward. Once again, Drew Bixby, Mark Hughes. Great book.
Thanks,
available
so
at Tattered Cover and other bookstores in the Denver Boulder area. $12.95 retail.
Boulder Bookstore has it in cheaper. Boulder for sure. Maybe other places. So nice. Boulder listeners, Boulder Bookstore.
Nice guide to the
ever-changing landscape
of dive.
The de-evolution of dive.
De-evolution.
Oh.
How do you like that? I teach
that. That was much better.
The perceptual change of the dive bar scene. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Definitely thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, so we're going to get back into the music now. I have some new music from Imad Wasif all queued up for you. This is Our Skulls here on Radio 1190. Check out denversbestdivebars.com for more information from Drew and Mark. The pop group here on Radio 1190. The song is We Are All Prostitutes. For that, heard from Silver Jews with the song Suffering Jukebox. And I threw that on just because we were talking about jukeboxes earlier with Drew.
Drew
Great
Bixby.
Guy.
Our new friend of the show.
I know.
New friend of Radio 1190. Author of Denver's Best Dive Bars, the new 168-page paperback book available at your local bookseller.
And sponsored by Westward.
Exactly.
Good
Very
publication.
Cool stuff.
Good people.
Definitely. We're a great community here at Radio 1190, with respect to the magnitude. It just goes everywhere. Authors, magazines,
artists,
blah,
and
blah.
Creative minds.
Yes, love it. Let's talk about, before we go, gotta grab this piece of paper. They're having a launch party for this book on November 5th. Is that Saturday?
November 5th is Thursday.
Thursday, man, I'm out of it.
Over at Jerry Feld's Club 404. That's at 4th and Broadway. Can't miss it. Great place. And they are going to have their official launch party for the book. They also have events all weekend. On Friday, they're going to have an ice cream social over at Sweet Action down in Denver on Broadway. And then on Saturday, they're going to have a downtown dive crawl as well. And if you want to find out about all these events they have going on, head over to denversbestdivebars.com. It's a great book. Amazing photographs. I was so excited to have
It is pretty
Both
cool.
Drew and Mark on air with us today.
That was unexpected, but very, very nice. We have one copy of the book to give away, signed by the author. We'll give that away at 303-492-1190 to the first caller, and we'll play a new set of music. So give us a call if you want a free copy of Denver's Best Dive Bars at 303-492-1190. What do we have queued up next?
We have some new music from Echo and the Bunnymen. I'm going to be playing Life of 1,000 Crimes. After that, we're going to hear from the Sonics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like someone's calling. Here's Echo and the Bunnymen.